Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today, because we're diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely useful areas of organic chemistry, alcohols and carboxylic acids. These aren't just abstract chemicals. Ethanol is in every alcoholic drink, ethanoic acid is in your vinegar, and understanding their chemistry could be the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7 in your exam. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the key concepts you need to know, the exam tips that examiners actually look for, a quick-fire quiz to test your recall, and a summary to lock it all in. So grab a pen, maybe pause me when you need to, and let's get started. Let's start with the big picture. Alcohols and carboxylic acids are both families of organic compounds. That means they're based on carbon chains. What makes each family special is its functional group, the specific cluster of atoms that gives the whole family its characteristic properties. For alcohols, that functional group is the hydroxyl group, written as OH. Every single alcohol, from methanol to butanol, has this OH group attached to its carbon chain. Think of it as the alcohol's identity badge. If you see OH on an organic molecule, you're looking at an alcohol. For carboxylic acids, the functional group is the carboxyl group, written as COOH. It's a bit more complex. It has a carbon double bonded to one oxygen and also bonded to an OH group. That's why carboxylic acids are acidic, that OH can release a hydrogen ion in solution. Now, both families form what chemists call a homologous series. This is a sequence of compounds where each member differs from the next by just one CH2 group. That's one carbon and two hydrogens. The alcohols go methanol, ethanol, propanol, butanol. The carboxylic acids go methanoic acid, ethanoic acid, propanoic acid, butanoic acid. The naming follows the same pattern as alkanes. Meth for one carbon, eth for two, prop for three, but for four, just swap the ending to enol for alcohols or enoic acid for carboxylic acids. Here's a really important point for your exam. Members of the same homologous series have similar chemical properties because they share the same functional group. Their physical properties, like boiling point and solubility, change gradually as the chain gets longer. Examiners love asking about this pattern, so make sure you can describe it. Now let's talk about how we make ethanol. There are two main routes, and you need to know both. The first is fermentation. This is the biological route used to make alcoholic drinks and biofuels. Glucose, which has the formula C6H12O6, is broken down by enzymes in yeast under anaerobic conditions, meaning without oxygen. The equation is glucose yields ethanol plus carbon dioxide. Written chemically, C6H12O6 gives 2C2H5OH plus 2CO2. The conditions are crucial. You need yeast, a temperature of around 25 to 35 degrees Celsius, warm enough for the enzymes to work, but not so hot that they denature, and no oxygen present. Now here's a classic exam trap. Candidates often write yeast is needed and stop there. Examiners want you to say that yeast provides the enzymes that catalyze the reaction. That extra detail is often worth a mark. Don't leave it out. After fermentation, the ethanol solution is quite dilute, only about 5 to 15% ethanol. To concentrate it, we use fractional distillation. Because ethanol has a lower boiling point than water, 78 degrees Celsius compared to 100, it evaporates first, travels up the column, and condenses into a purer, more concentrated product. The second route to ethanol is the hydration of ethene. Ethene, a short-chain alkene, reacts with steam in the presence of a phosphoric acid catalyst at high temperature and pressure. This is the industrial route, producing very pure ethanol quickly. You don't need to know the detailed conditions for most GCSE specifications, but knowing both routes exist and being able to compare them is a real advantage. Now, what happens when you oxidize an alcohol? This is where the two families connect beautifully. When ethanol is oxidized, either by microbes in the air or in the lab using an oxidizing agent, it becomes ethanoic acid. The nitrate group gains an extra oxygen to become COOH. This is exactly how wine turns to vinegar if you leave it open. Bacteria oxidize the ethanol to ethanoic acid. Carboxylic acids show typical acidic properties. They react with metals to produce a salt and hydrogen gas. They react with carbonates to produce a salt, water, and carbon dioxide. They react with alkalis in neutralization reactions. Ethanoic acid reacting with sodium carbonate, for example, produces sodium ethanoate, water, and carbon dioxide. Examiners often ask you to predict products of these reactions. If you know the general patterns for acids, you can apply them directly. Finally, a higher tier point, alcohols can be dehydrated to form alkenes. Ethanol, when heated with a catalyst like aluminum oxide or concentrated sulfuric acid, loses a water molecule and forms ethene. This is the reverse of hydration, and it's a great synoptic link to the alkenes topic. Right, let's talk exam strategy. I've seen thousands of scripts, and the same mistakes come up again and again. Mistake number one, confusing the functional groups. Alcohols have, carboxylic acids have COOH. These are different. If a question asks you to identify the functional group of an alcohol and you write COOH, you will get 0 marks for that point. Draw them out, learn them, test yourself until you can write them in your sleep. Mistake number two, naming compounds incorrectly. The number of carbons determines the prefix. One carbon is meth, 9 is 2 is eth9ase, 3 is propen, 4 is but, mustig number, 2 is eth9eth, 3 is propen, 4 is but. If you're asked to name a 3-carbon alcohol, it's propanol. Not propanoic acid, not propanol. Read the question carefully. Mistake number three, incomplete fermentation answers. When describing fermentation, you need glucose as the reactant, yeast providing enzymes, anaerobic conditions, the correct temperature range, and ethanol and carbon dioxide as products. Miss any of these and you're dropping marks. Mistake number four, forgetting units and conditions. If a question asks about fractional distillation, mention the boiling point of ethanol, 78 degrees Celsius. If it asks about fermentation temperature, give the range, 25 to 35 degrees. For command words, if the question says state, give a short factual answer, no explanation needed. If it says explain, you must say why. Use the word because to force yourself to give a reason. If it says describe, say what happens using correct terminology. If it says compare, you must address both similarities and differences. One more tip. In 6-mark questions on this topic, examiners are looking for a logical sequence of ideas. Structure your answer like a story. What are the reactants? What are the conditions? What are the products? And why does this happen? Use connective words like therefore, because, and as a result to show your reasoning. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the functional group of an alcohol? The answer is, the hydroxyl group. Question two, what is the functional group of a carboxylic acid? The answer is, COOO, the carboxyl group. Question three, what are the products of fermentation of glucose? Ethanol and carbon dioxide. Question four, what organism provides the enzymes for fermentation? Question five, what process is used to concentrate ethanol after fermentation? Fractional distillation. Question six, what is formed when ethanol is oxidized? Ethanoic acid. Question seven, name the 4-carbon alcohol. Butanol. Question 8. What gas is produced when a carboxylic acid reacts with a carbonate? Carbon dioxide. How did you do? If you missed any, go back and reread that section before your exam. Let's wrap up. Here are your 7 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Alcohols contain the functional group. Carboxylic acids contain the COOO functional group. 2. Both families form homologous series. Each member differs by CH2. 3. The first 4 alcohols are methanol, ethanol, propanol, butanol. The first 4 carboxylic acids are methanoic, ethanoic, propanoic, butanoic acid. Ethanol is produced by fermentation of glucose using yeast enzymes under anaerobic conditions at 25 to 35 degrees Celsius. 5. Fractional distillation concentrates ethanol by exploiting its lower boiling point of 78 degrees Celsius. Oxidation of ethanol produces ethanoic acid. This is how wine turns to vinegar. 7. Carboxylic acids show typical acidic properties. They react with metals, carbonates, and alkalis. You've got this? Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you. See you next time.